If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Fight for life.
They're going down the tubes. I mean, rapidly going down the tubes.
Testing milestone.
We passed 2 million tests completed in the United States.
Payday with no paycheck.
I don't have a job. We don't have a health insurance. We don't have nothing.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan in northern New Jersey with the CBS World News Roundup. The coronavirus death toll here in the U.S. has more than doubled in just a week. It now tops 16,000. The death rate is still rising in the epicenter, New York, but hospitalization rates in that state and in California are inching lower. Our coverage begins with CBS's David Begno.
In Michigan, the number of deaths in a single day was expected to peak on Thursday. Detroit nurse Jennifer Rauco says she saw three bodies taken to the morgue in one shift.
That has become a normal.
In Flint, Michigan, Sandy Brown lost her husband, Freddie Brown Jr., and her 20-year-old son, Freddie III, in a span of just 3 days. They are two of four parishioners from Pastor Kiamba Nolan's church that died this month.
I get speechless, you know, I get a little emotional because of the effects that is happening. Again, here it is in the black community.
Philadelphia is emerging as another virus hotspot. Here's CBS's Errol Barnett.
Philadelphia's health commissioner sounded the alarm bells as the city's infections surpassed 5,000, sharing new data confirming African Americans are most at risk.
This problem is affecting people who have disadvantages even more.
A lot of them are vulnerable.
Majida Rashid runs the Nicetown Community Development Center, a nonprofit serving 70,000 low to middle-income residents in Philadelphia.
We're calling them on the telephone directly. Social media.
Councilman Darrell Clark says there are many reasons people of color are bearing the brunt of COVID-19.
You look at all of the structural issues around all of these healthcare inequalities, all of these lower income jobs. It tends to impact individuals in neighborhoods of color a lot more than it does in other neighborhoods.
Ann Clark says people of color tend to be on the front lines, with jobs leaving them exposed.
We have individuals that are working in these jobs in retail, in supermarkets, in stores around. Those people have to deal with the public on a consistent basis.
In hard-hit Louisiana, the governor says it's likely he will approve a call to keep public schools in that state closed for the rest of the school year. A just-released CBS News poll finds 63% are stressed about job or income loss during the pandemic. White House correspondent Ben Tracy has the latest on what President Trump is saying about the wounded economy and what should be done now to help.
CBS News has now learned that the president is considering forming an economic task force. This would focus on how you get the economy back up and running once the worst of this pandemic is over. But for right now, both parties agree that more financial relief is needed. They just can't agree on how much. The Republican-controlled Senate tried to pass an additional $250 billion in small business loans, but Democrats want double that amount. They want to include money for food stamp programs, hospitals, and state and local governments. Now, as for the widespread nationwide coronavirus testing, President Trump was asked if that's needed before the country reopens. Here's what he said.
Do you need it? No. Is it a nice thing to do? Yes. We're talking about 325 million people, and that's not going to happen, as you can imagine.
Now, the federal government had planned to end funding for some of those drive-through test sites. In a reversal, Vice President Mike Pence now says the federal funding will continue for those sites, and it will be up to the states if they want to take them over themselves.
The White House says hospitals that dip into the $2 trillion rescue bill for help have to agree not to send surprise medical bills to COVID-19 patients. Some of those surprises can happen when people are treated outside their insurance network. Health officials warn there are risks to ending social distancing too soon. Many worry the virus will return strong later on this year. And CBS's Stephen Portnoy tells us they're learning more about just how easily it spreads.
Using data from Wuhan, China, researchers at the Los Alamos National Laboratory arrived at the conclusion that a single person with the virus can, on average, infect about six others. That's twice as many as scientists had previously assumed. Dr. Deborah Burke says it'll take much more study to determine coronavirus's true reproductive number.
The only way to do that at this point right now is to get the antibody tests out there.
Burke believes many, if not most, who've come down with the virus haven't even gone to the doctor.
We're seeing the significant cases.
It's a Friday without a paycheck for millions of people who just a few weeks ago had no worries about a job. CBS's Chris Van Cleve looks at some of those hurt by the dramatic plunge in travel.
When coronavirus stopped Americans from flying and major airlines slashed flights, the regional carrier pilot Josh Hitchcock flew for abruptly shut down. Their business and his job evaporated.
You take off in one environment, and when you land, it's just a completely different world you landed in.
No tourists flying into Orlando's airport forced Mears Transportation to park its fleet of 1,000 sedans, tour, and shuttle buses.
Well, it all just came to a screeching halt. We're certainly operating at a loss today.
Losing money even after furloughing more than 750, like bus driver Chuck Dolan.
How am I going to pay this bill? How am I going to pay that bill? When are we going to get back to work?
It's really devastating, especially for a very small inn like mine.
Carol Ballard's Thurston House Bed and Breakfast hasn't had a guest in 3 weeks. Her next booking is in November.
The bills don't stop. The electric doesn't stop. The water doesn't stop. We lease this property, so that doesn't go away.
Bernice Delgado used to clean the rooms there. Now this mother of three is lucky to do three houses a week.
It puts fear in you for sure.
Easter is normally a busy travel time. Not this year. Good Friday's a lot different, too.
The somber toll of a church bell is breaking an eerie silence here on the Via Dolorosa in Jerusalem's Old City. The traditional Good Friday procession has been canceled due to the coronavirus. Throngs of pilgrims would normally be visiting the 14 stations of the cross, but today, these narrow cobblestone alleyways are empty. Robert Berger, CBS News on the Via Dolorosa, Jerusalem.
Two words have summed up the stay-at-home effort for people watching way more TV than they used to. Tiger King.
Netflix says it'll stream a new Tiger King episode Sunday, an after show hosted by Joel McHale.
I talked to a lot of people involved in the project. Jeff and Lauren Lowe, Saf, Eric Cowie.
Not on the list, the star of the true crime series.
Now this is the kind of movies we're going to make here, okay?
When the seventh and final episode ended, Joe Exotic was in federal prison for plotting the murder of an animal rights activist and killing five tigers. The show's been a huge hit with more than 34 million viewers. Even President Trump has said he'll examine a request for a pardon for the king. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Saturday Night Live will return to TV this weekend with original material broadcast from remote locations. That's the World News Roundup for Friday. The broadcast is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.